Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast, whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one. We're here to supply you with relevant information until you meet a very wealthy and elderly lover with a bad heart condition. So a few episodes ago, I asked you to help me with ideas on what to say after the until part. It's been 50 episodes and I'm totally out of ideas. Michael, in one of the comments of the blog, wrote this line. So thanks a lot, Michael. A very good line. It involves life, death, love, and money. You know, that's basically all you need. And yeah, I would appreciate if more of you can give me more lines. Quick update on my side. The last time we spoke, I was actually in Bucaramanga, in Colombia, in my farm. I enjoyed it so much that I disappeared, posted no more episodes for the podcast. Since then, I've been in Spain for a little bit and then in Lisbon for almost a month in Portugal. It was pretty cool. There were many digital nomads events there and it was fun to get to the center of it all. And yeah, I kind of miss Colombia, I have to admit. After 6 months there, I had a lot of fun and this country really got into my heart. I even published an article about my impressions from Colombia in a magazine called Semana. The article actually got a lot of hype. I think it had about 8,000 shares and likes. That's a lot, basically, because our posts on Become Nomad Facebook page are receiving an average of 2 likes, and one of them is me. So that's pretty impressive. I'm now in Israel, back home, seeing the family and friends. And yeah, if you're around, buy me coffee in Tel Aviv. So today's episode is kind of a quick episode because we haven't done an episode for a long time, and I'm working on a topic now that I've been working on it for 2 months. I'm very, very slow. So I said, okay, let's do a quick comments episode just so I don't disappear. Today is gonna be a quick comments episode. So starting with Leah, that wrote on April 11th, 2017 at 4:35 at night. No, it's actually my time, so probably we're not in the same time zone, but still, here you go. Hi, you people make me feel so jealous. I wish I had the courage to live a nomadic lifestyle. Unfortunately, I feel I waited too long, have 5 children, wow, and now 3 grandchildren. Double wow. So that's a comment, it's a very short one. It's pretty common in the blog to receive comments like this of people who are kind of happy but also feel that they missed out on something and also feel that it's too late. So first of all, I want to say that I can't imagine how it feels like to have kids and grandchildren, and all the comments that people are leaving are very inspiring and give me a lot of reference for the future, and really I can only relate but cannot really fully understand. So thank you for leaving the comments. However, I have a feeling from the comment that there is an element of missing or regretting here, and the basic assumption is that I think most of us have to assume is that life is short and you might only get one chance. So under this assumption, I would say to you, Leah, to find a way. And I have no idea how. But the nice thing about life is that you have infinite possibilities. So I'm 100% sure there is a way to live the lifestyle you choose to. And the quest is basically to find out how. So again, I don't know how, but I know that the possibility exists. Because in life, everything exists. Now, let's also say a couple of disclaimers, because the world is not perfect. And those are the disclaimers. Basically, it might take you a lot of time to prepare. And that's totally okay. I'm going to give you an example from my life. It took me 2 years, a little bit even more than 2 years, since the moment I was absolutely sure that I'm going to live a nomadic lifestyle, until I actually went for it. In those 2 years, I finished my practice in accounting. I finished my MBA. And I opened my online business or language school so I can have some revenue as I start. So the idea is that it's not easy and it's not immediate. You know, it's not like follow your dreams and the next day you're out. But if you take a rational decision and you prepare for it, it works. Now, the second disclaimer would be that it might not also be your perfect dream. So when I started this nomadic lifestyle, wanted to start this nomadic lifestyle, the thing in my mind was my backpacking trip in 2003. Basically, that was the best period of my life. I was careless, just having fun moving between locations, and that's what I wanted to re-experience. In the last 8 years, I'm moving between dozens of countries, but I'm working while moving as a digital nomad. So the idea is that you can say that in a way I diluted a little bit my dream to make it happen. And it's not going to be as perfect as you imagine, but then again, if you make a few concessions, the general frame of living the life you want is more than possible. And let's just end this, my comments to your comment, Leah, with a quote that I like, and it's also featured on the Nomad Quotes article. And my goal in life is to live and die without regrets. And this is by Milarepa, a Tibetan monk. So yeah, worth taking the time to think about this quote. And because I don't have the practical knowledge to actually say that it's possible, a guy or a girl called Ton answered, actually, Leah, and said the following, and I think that's pretty amazing because he's in exactly the same situation. And Ton is saying, "It's never too late to follow your heart. I raised 4 kids, one of which is 15 and travels with me. I homeschool him, so it's a great learning environment. I have 3 grandkids and 2 more by the end of the year. I say, go for it." That's a pretty cool comment. And what we have here is the same situation and a different decision. So it shows you that there are solutions. Once there is a conscious and rational decision, and once something is important enough, which is the most important thing here, to have the importance and the motivation to do it, it's doable. Now, I want to go back to a comment from 2016 by Eric, and I just love this comment and it relates to the topic of today, so I'm just going to read it again. And Eric is saying, "When I look back at my life and think of all the times I was happiest, they do seem to be after a major environmental change has happened. The in-between parts seem to dilute the overall richness of my life." This is good. I'm going to read it again because I have nothing to say on it other than saying it again. "When I look back at my life and think of all the times I was happiest, they do seem to be after a major environmental change has happened. The in-between parts seem to dilute the overall richness of my life." And let's continue with Eric's comment. "I realize that on this current path, in the in-between period for me will be for the next few decades. It feels like looking down a gun barrel with someone else's finger on the trigger. My girlfriend feels the same. We're getting rid of our stuff and loading up our recently purchased used travel trailer to start out on the open road. I'm not sure what we will do for money, but I know better than to worry about it. There are many resources out there. We're both smart, young and opportunistic. Life is very short and precious. I'm not going to wait until I'm almost dead to start traveling and enjoying my shortly stay on this planet. Quite frankly, I keep kicking myself for not coming to this realization sooner. I hope to see you guys on the road somewhere." So a few comments on the last passage is I would reinforce what Eric said. And the question is, are you spending time here? Or do you want to keep on reshuffling cards and get surprised, delighted, and disappointed? And if you're spending time, then find a stable environment and just live life. And that's also great. But if you're here to play, the nomadic lifestyle is pretty good. It's one of the best, actually. And the other thing I want to say is that, as everyone mentioned, sometimes you just have to plunge into it. And things tend to work out if you really want something, especially if your goal is related to being happy on your own terms. Apparently things do work out in this life. There are so many possibilities and so on. So the minute you have a goal, it will probably happen. Now we have another comment for motivation, for those of you who lack motivation. So Barry is saying the following, and he's saying it with all caps just to make sure that we get it. Vary saying, go for it. I feel exactly the same. Move on. You can always go back to be a slave to the grind. That's cool. It's even cooler with caps because it's pretty big. The idea over here, and I'm totally with Barry here, is that you can always really go back to being whatever you were, either a slave or a free person or whatever. But it's not like this kind of decision to change a little bit your lifestyle is gonna totally impact and there is no going back. People seem to think that there is no going back, and I always wonder about it. Why is there not going back? You can always go back. Going back is easy. I guess that in the end, one of the things that I realized is that almost nobody cares about your decisions other than something or someone that cares a lot, which is your ego. So in this race that you're with yourself, trying to collect moments of joy, don't take it so seriously, because honestly, it's not that important. We're gonna let this plane pass and get back to the latest comment of the vlog. I'm at the sea, by the way, so you hear a lot of wind and maybe the sound of waves. I like to record here. Yeah, I thought about ending this episode, this very short episode, with a comment by Jacob in August 7th, 2017. One of the best comments. I actually replied with only one sentence comment of the year. So Jacob is saying the following. What job do you hippies even have on here? Talking about being nomads and all, what exactly do you do for a living? Few jobs allow you to be a nomad, in quotation mark. You just use my tax dollars to stay in motel rooms and smoke weed while I'm busy working my butt off. Some of you probably even steal. I expect an answer, especially from you, Ellie David, as you seem to frequent this blog. So we're kind of out of time. I'm only gonna talk about the thing here that actually insulted me a little bit and provoked me in a way. Jacob is saying that I seem to be frequent here. So I'm not frequent. Anyone listening to this podcast or reading this blog knows that my promise of a weekly episode was dealt with unmatching and really bad frequency. So frequency and me never got along. You got it wrong. Thank you, Jacob. Working on this vlog is difficult and time consuming. So from time to time, there is a comment out there that either makes me laugh or cry. And it's great to show that people care. That's it for today. So I want to thank everyone that commented, Leah, Jacob, Ton, Barry, and Chris. That's it. Have a great week. Hopefully see you soon. Bye-bye.